This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With just 2 days to spare, President Joe Biden has signed legislation that lifts the nation's debt ceiling that averts an unprecedented default on the federal government's debt. The Treasury Department had warned that the country would start running short of cash to pay all of its bills on Monday, a development that would have sent shockwaves through the U.S. and global economies. To mark the signing, Biden could have held a public ceremony at the White House with lawmakers from both parties, showing the bipartisanship he'd cited in an Oval Office address Friday evening. Instead, he signed the legislation Saturday in private in a reflection of the tight deadline facing the nation. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed again to push for a second launch of a spy satellite. Kim Yo-jong's statement Sunday also included criticism of a recent U.N. Security Council meeting convened over North Korea's first failed launch that occurred just last week. The North's satellite launch violated U.N. Security Council resolutions that banned the country from committing any launch using ballistic technology. Kim Yo-jong accuses the U.N. Council being discriminatory and ignorant because it only takes issue with the North satellite launches while thousands of satellites launched by other countries occupy space, as she puts it. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley has suggested the United States forces need to align with non-European countries, including Russia,